Guess what time it is? Welcome to the journey. It is your boy, Journeyman Bell, aka Mr. 100, coming to you on podcast. Y'all don't want to miss this show because y'all know at the journey we believe in taking life one step at a time. No review mirrors on this show. I show them land. Switch boy. J-Man, it's 100. Y'all, let's dive into today's topic as we deal with cutting-edge issues that you can only find with the 100. Y'all, let's listen in now to what the journey has to say.
Hey, welcome to the journey. It's your boy, Journeyman. As we're coming in on day two of the devotional of the small beginning of a seed. Or the small beginning. The other day I talked about the seed, and even though it's in a small form, it still has purpose. And so, what I want to kind of help everyone to understand it is how to eliminate the unwanted around the seed. You know, that's the hardest part a lot of times, that we do not incorporate elimination. We think elimination from what's around our seed is not as important. But listen, in the agricultural arenas, there is the one thing they call cultivating and removing the unwanted weeds that are a part of or attached to even the things that we start out with, whether it's relationships, we deal with red flags, whether it's anything that's connected to what we start in, we have the tendency to gravitate to and to collect with and to all the things that it takes to navigate and correct and connect with what we're trying to do, that we'll take everything that wants to be a part of it. Whether it's relationship, we want everything that comes with it. We want all the smoke, as the young people say. We want everything, you know, not even considering the red flags. And whenever we enter into business, it's just like, it's almost like when you're trying to get a car, it's like, okay, just whatever, I'll sign for it. 28% interest, I'll sign for it. 32% interest on the car, I'll sign for it. Not considering that those some things need to be eliminated. Some things do not need to be a part of. Some things do not need to be connected to. Some things don't need to be affiliated with what it is that we are trying to accomplish, especially in our small beginnings. When you first start off in something, a business, a ministry, or even just self-building, you know, we gravitate to everything that has the appearance of, okay, I need this to be a part of it, even if it's not the best thing for us. But one thing we'll have to realize in our small beginnings is that even though we're very enthusiastic, we have to be still very, very wise and cautious in our small beginnings, because our small beginnings are our foundation. Our small beginnings are our initiations, our initial approaches. You know, they say that old saying, is that let your first impression be a lasting impression. Sometimes our small beginnings, we're trying to make a good first impression on establishment. We're trying to establish. But we have to take in consideration elimination. Eliminating is a part of the pruning process to what makes something that starts out small so much greater. So I want to give a couple of real insightful thoughts on why pruning And eliminating is so important when it comes to development of a seed, to the development of a start. Why elimination is necessary. First thing that you want to know, the reason why eliminating from your seed is important, is because it removes the dying branches. It removes the dying things. You're trying to eliminate things that are stagnant, because once you start connecting to things or people or whatever it is, then you're going to notice some things going to start to weaken in the journey. Those things that are not productive while you're trying to grow, you have to remove it, because it is a part of what's dying. You know, on a tree, you see half the tree that's living and the other half that's dying. What they normally do is they normally cut off the dying parts of the tree to keep the tree from growing. And what tends to happen sometimes is that the areas that they cut off from gives the tree permission to grow again. Gives the tree an opportunity to expand and regenerate and rejuvenate and regroup in some areas where it quite honestly did not. It was falling off. It was falling short in. And so when you start to cut away and remove those things that have the appearance of no strength that's connected to your seed, then what you're doing is you're allowing the freedom for your seed to grow. You're allowing the freedom and allowing circulation to grow again. Sometimes they call it gangrene in some cases, because what gangrene does, it begins to eat at the rest of the body slowly. And so you have to eliminate the gangrenes in the things that you're trying to grow. Even if what you're starting out with is small, just because you start out small does not mean that that nothing will attach itself to it, okay? Just because you're starting out in a relationship, you're starting out in ministry, you're starting out with your business, you're starting out in your self-help, does not mean that there's not going to be some type of bacteria thing to try and invade into your circle of life. So we have to remove those things quickly. We have to remove it. Remove the unwanted, the things that are dying from what's connected to your new beginning. The next thing is you have to allow room for new growth. That means once you start to remove things, you have to know that there's something has to be replaced with it. You have to start to consider a new thing. You have to start considering a new direction. Start considering, what can I put in this place? What is there something that can be replaced with it? Okay, we're not going this direction. Is there another direction? Remember this. That if you eliminate your north, there's still a west, an east, and a south. And if you eliminate your west, east, and south, there's still a northeast, a northwest. Come on. There's still other directions you can go in. You can't go in the initial direction, but you can go in another direction. And it's okay if you have to change directions sometimes, because sometimes there's always going to be change in everything that you do. So you have to allow yourself the room for new growth. You have to allow yourself room for new growth. You have to allow yourself new room, new direction. Come on now. New direction is always a great addition to what it is that you're trying to incorporate. Because what tends to happen is there's a tendency to expand, shift, incorporate, add to. You know, we think that sometimes when we have our certain regiments and things going, that we think we're in a good place. But when you're in a new place, when you're in a newer surroundings, when you're in a new beginning, what you have to consider is that there is always room for expansion. There's always room. So once you kill off those dead things, you have to provide and allow yourself an opportunity for new things. Allow yourself new space. Come on now. A new creation. The Bible says this, that they that are in Christ are new creatures. What old things, what pass away. Behold, all things what become new. Come on. God's saying is that, listen, if you plan on walking in this new seed that's been planted, you have got to allow the new things to take place. The old is not working. The old is killing you. But, you know, the one thing about us is that if it feels like it's working just enough, I'll hold on to it. If a car is just barely running down the road, we got four-ball tires on it, and we, you know, the oil is leaking, and, you know, there's no power steering, you know, we'll still try and drive it. Hell, it's paid for. It's paid for. I'm just going to keep on driving it till it no longer can operate anymore. You know, we say we're going to drive it till the wheels fall off. But what we have to consider in that is that by road conditions, if we try to take that in to get an inspection here down in Texas, we try to take that and get it inspected, we're going to fail miserably. We're going to fail because there are so many things that's not legally operative on that. And many times we try to continue to operate with our beginnings because they've been faithful, or because it's close to being good enough. But listen, we can't live the perfected life that God has started out with us if we keep trying to hold on to something that's inevitably going to die. We keep trying to hold on and hold on and hold on. And God said, listen, we got to cut these things away so we can put some new things in place. Because what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to protect the property, which is the next point. That pruning protects, it protects, it covers, it keeps alive your small things. That pruning is protecting, and we think it's taking away, but we don't realize we're really trying to add to. Pruning really adds to your life more than it takes away, but we have to see past what's getting cut off. Come on here. Sometimes you have to see past what's being cut off to realize what's trying to grow. Wow. Sometimes you have to see what's being cut off in order to understand what's really trying to grow in your life. Sometimes you have to see what God is trying to cut off in order to really understand what he's really trying to grow in your life. God said, I'm trying to protect you from some things that's trying to destroy you. And it's a beginning. It's just the beginning. It's just the beginning. There's so many places for growth in the beginning that we have to consider in our elimination. Pruning pays dividends to what we're trying to go to. Let them cut it off. 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 Let them grow it back. Let them provide new direction, because there's always new things in God if we stay open to them. We just have to stay open. It's your boy, Gentleman Bell, Mr. 100. Y'all stay tuned for more as we are dealing with the small beginning devotional. Take care. Well, y'all, that's a wrap on the Journey podcast. Thank you for tuning in and listening to your boy. And hey, She's been a blessing to you. It's been helpful to you. It's been insightful to you. Y'all, share it with somebody else. Your boy, I ain't even gonna charge you for it. Always want to hear your feedback. Always looking to be 100 in every area. So y'all, with that being said, this your boy, J-Man Bell, a.k.a. Mr. 100, y'all. We'll see you next time on the journey where we'll be leaving Take a Life one step at a time and stay in the journey.